like a scene out of a movie or maybe even out of the Bible. This is your setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
I don't know if you've seen this footage going around, but it was making the rounds over the weekend, especially if you can manage to make it through the day without being swallowed by a humpback whale. You're doing okay.
What in the Jonah? What is happening?
Yeah, so his name's Adrian. He's a kayaker. First of all, you're kayaking in the open ocean?
That's a bold choice.
No!
Bold choice.
First of all, no. Second of all, no. So there was someone that was filming this moment. Apparently, they had seen this humpback whale kind of like, you know, around and I don't know, cresting the water, you know, and stuff like that, like sort of, you know, around them. So they started filming. They're like, wow, this is cool, right?
Yeah.
Then the humpback whale full on swallows Adrian.
Yeah.
And here he is talking about it.
It was 1 second where I thought that I was eaten by some kind of giant fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought I was eaten by some sort of giant fish.
That's unfortunate.
But I didn't know it was a whale. Suddenly I felt like a wave struck me from behind and I turned around, some blue dark colors and white flashing right through my face.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, I felt this thing, you know, come up under me. I turn around, I just see a flash of like blue and white and...
And I felt a slimy texture in my cheek and then it shut down on me.
Yeah, so then he's like, okay, then I felt something slimy, and I'm in the whale.
Yeah.
Took me underwater. I closed my eyes because I thought that something would crash into my face.
Yeah, so he's like, okay, now I'm going to, his mind started thinking, okay, so how am I going to survive inside this whale? And I immediately start flashing to like the cartoons of Jiminy Cricket and when they get swallowed by the whale and all that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, have a lighter. Right, exactly. Flip a lighter on and sort of like walk around inside the whale's tummy.
Did I bring a flashlight?
But the whale, so apparently they're thinking the whale was likely feeding on a school of fish when it accidentally grabbed Adrian along with the fish and then realized, oh,
and then
wait.
That kayak's too big. Yeah,
the kayak's too big. Adrian's too big. They're like, puh, puh, puh.
Thank goodness.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't want that. And so spit him out.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, if you had a fear of the open water, this ain't helping.
Well, most of us are not going to be kayaking in the open sea.
Well,
right?
Maybe we could be kayaking on the Ohio River. And
well, are there any humpback whales in the Ohio?
There are catfish the size of Volkswagens, apparently.
Okay. Well, again, that's why I'm not a kayaker.
This is why I'm not a kayaker.
Uh-huh. If anybody asks, because I don't want to be eaten by whales.
I don't want to be eaten
giant
by a whale.
Catfishes. Yeah.
Nope. Definitely don't want to do that. So, yeah, that's your setting the bar story. Thankfully, Adrian can now talk about being swallowed by a whale.
Boy, he's got a story to tell, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. If you want to see the video, we got to post it at WDJX.com. But it is absolutely unhinged. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, I don't know, being swallowed by a whale, then you're doing okay.
Most of us can check that box today.
Most of us can, but that's why we're setting the bar very low for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So with minimal effort, you can achieve this.
Goal set.
That being said, what's the craziest encounter you've ever had with a wild animal?
You fought a bear. You gonna tell that story?
No, it wasn't me. It was my grandma.
Oh, gotcha.
It was my grandma. But yes, I mean, I can tell that story. That coming up.